And my friend saw the husband. What's going on? Told the man, told the colleague the story. He said, come now, let me pray for you now. This was an oil company office. It was not church office. Let me pray. Father, you know, just pray one nice simple prayer. The man got back to hospital. The wife delivered smoothly. He came back and said, this is where I'm going. He said, why did you not tell me you were a pastor? He said, so you're a pastor. You didn't tell me. Why? Because the young man prayed and God answered. It's not a pastoral privilege. It's a privilege of every child of God. That's what I'm saying. Expect a manifestation. What does grace do? Grace tells you, fine, we are going tomorrow to bid for a job. Now you expect a manifestation. There is a revelation that grace gives you concerning what will please the panel. You can be bidding. And of course, one of the important things, I worked on panels on that small level in my hospital, in my commercialized unit. One of the things we go for, first of all, is low price. Do you understand? If you are bidding for a job, your price has to be, first principle, the lowest. But that's not all. You weigh that with your experience. If you want to build a skyscraper and the highest thing you've ever built is the hut that you built for your grandfather, no matter how low your quotation is, we won't know if you want to say it. You're getting my point. So we have that also. Then we have the fact that, okay, you have been our supplier for some time. Are you consistent? The last two awards we gave you, you did not supply. We throw you out. Okay, this man, work has to go on. Except that during our meetings, all this must be documented to explain why you had the lowest quotation and you did not get the job. I don't know why you're getting my point. We have to document all of these things because somebody can go and write a petition against you tomorrow that they bribe members of the panel. And if really you can't explain why, even though he had the lowest price, he didn't get the job, you were bribed. So we document all of these things. Now, why am I going to all of this? So you are going for something like that. Maybe you are putting a quotation for, let's say, 13.6 million. We'll get it done. And you wait your profit on it, and God just wake up one day before you go. Holy Spirit just says, oh boy, you don't need that much money in your life. You can pay your staff and do all of these things and still go home happy. Make it 12.9. You're like, something you just says 12.9. With the requisite experience, you have the requisite experience, you have every other thing in place, and the Holy Spirit just says 12.9. In your mind, what is this 12.9 that's disturbing me every day? You go on the road, as your speedometer is going, it reads 12.9. You buy fuel, it happens to be 1,290 naira that's your change. 12.9. Then you should know the Holy Spirit is telling you something. Check that paper out, change your quotations, 12.9. You'll be surprised. You go in, you bid, the next quote was 12.950. That's how the Lord does it. He said it was grace, so let me tell you grace. Grace drove your quotation to the minimum. And said, you will get the job. By the time they finish, you have the experience. You're a responsible person. They know you. You will deliver. They look at it. The other man that was close to you, maybe even better than you, he has more experience. He also can deliver. But they look at it and say, no, you have met the minimum qualifications. But you still beat his quotation by 50,000 naira. So we are sorry. Let's give it to this man. You come back and say, and I did not know anybody. You knew the Holy Spirit. He told you. Quote 12.9. Are you seeing the way it works? This is an interesting story. Once, I think I've told the story here before. I was just browsing through my book. I had a lecture coming up. When I first came to Enugu, I had a lecture coming up. And I think students do it. They have a new lecturer. It's by those brilliant students. They want to test the new lecturer. They did not know I was an anointed lecturer. Yeah. Before I entered into class, I was just playing through one book I brought from Lagos. I got to a segment, I just read something. I didn't even realize it was like this. I just read it and closed the book. Not part of my lecture. My hand just flipped there. And I walked into class and I gave my lecture. Any questions? Those boys had planned for me. They did not know the Holy Spirit had planned for them. The way they planned for me, the Holy Spirit planned for them. One of them got up and asked one tough question, which, interestingly enough, I did not know the answer until 20 minutes ago when I opened that and read just that portion of that book. And it was the Holy Spirit. Tossed my chalk up and down. Turned around, went to the board as if it's one of those things. The truth was that the Holy Spirit led me to it just before I entered the class. I've taken exams before like that. I dreamt of a question. It was a very unlikely question. I thought it was for the level higher than mine. It was my part one postgraduate. I thought it was for the part two people who are the finalists. But Holy Spirit said, Banky, no. It is key to your passing this exam. Because you've gone everywhere, opening your mouth and declaring my name. And my name must not be disgraced. It was my key. So that night I slept and I dreamt of question number one. Go and read Gifted Hands by Ben Carson. God said, this boy, you are going somewhere in life. He's currently the leading candidate for the Republican Party. God said, I'm lifting you somewhere in life. I can't let you drop out of med school at this point. He cried to God for mercy. And suddenly his eyes opened. Whether he was sleeping or dreaming, he doesn't know. But he said a shadowy figure came and began to solve problems on the board. And he was there watching. Went for the exam next day. Exactly what that spirit had come to show him on the screen came out in this exam. Expect grace. That's what I'm talking about. Expect grace. Expect grace. In everything, I remember when I was used to work in the clinic business in Lagos, before I faced my pathology program fully. I was not experienced in taking deliveries. Yet, sometimes I covered the hospital at night. So every time my patients, when I come in, I find a woman in labor, and I'm the one that's supposed to cover the place at night. I walk up to the woman and say, hey, how are you doing? My name is Dr. So-and-so. I will be looking after you throughout the night. I wanted to know a number of things. One, you will not have a problem while I'm on duty. What I didn't used to tell her is that I am not experienced enough to handle problems. I didn't tell her that side of it. Of course, I knew some basic things, you know, but look, it was a difficult period in Lagos. Nobody wanted to run up and down at night. If it's tough, I had to call my boss. So I said, listen, you know, you are not going to have any problem at night. And I noticed something. I don't know why. Every delivery I took was a boy. So I started telling the women, you deliver on my shift, your child is a boy. And you know, it didn't fail one time. Don't ask me why. Not one time. I said, madam, you're going to have a boy. I said, how do you know? I said, anytime I deliver, they're always boys. The only woman that wanted to spoil my testimony. I remember. She didn't deliver. I came in during the night. She was there. Labor was not progressing. I told her my normal story. Then, by the time I was closing work in the morning, she was still in labor. I said, well, madam, I'll see you later. She delivered 1 hour later, it was a girl. Don't ask me why. Now, why am I saying all of these things? I want us to understand that grace works in our normal life. It's not only preachers, sir. You get my point? As a teacher, you should teach with grace. If you get to a time, people say difficult students, when they get to your class, their heads become cool. I don't know how she does it, though, but once she handles them, they become cool, they start learning. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. There are designs, whether you're an engineer, you're an architect, you know, you're a computer designer, engineer. There are designs of technology that has not yet come down from heaven. Bible says he has hidden the secret wisdom for the upright. There is a word of wisdom. That's what I'm going to explain. There is what? A word of wisdom. It is not the, what do you call it, the privilege of preachers. If you are going to possess the land, that's how God is going to do it. Joseph possessed the whole of Egypt. Every single corner of land in Egypt. And every single human being in Egypt for Pharaoh. Why? While everybody was booming, grain boom, grain boom, grain boom, they were spending money recklessly. The man knew that this boom is for 7 years. He began to dig a hole that all of them will fall into. When the boom is over, he learned to preserve grain. He learned to manage the land. And when grain finished, next time they planted, it did not rain. Water didn't flow down the Nile. Things didn't work out well. Locusts ate some of it. Second year, their personal store went down. They went to the Pharaoh, help us. Said, go and meet Joseph. Joseph began to sell grain. In case you do not know, he bought the grain from them. It was a boom. They were selling it cheap. They were buying houses all over the place. They sold all those houses, all the land. They sold to Joseph for Pharaoh. After a while, all their money finished. They said, what do we don't have anything again. He said, you have land. They gave him the land for grain. So after a while, he lent them the land back as I was collecting taxes. After what they said, we don't have land again. He said, boy, are you not human beings? They sold themselves to Pharaoh. So after that, anytime they work, a portion of the work belongs to Pharaoh. Even though they don't own the land, once you are working, say you are using Pharaoh's body. Because of a word of what? Wisdom. You will possess your land. Somebody give me an amen.
Amen.
You've seen the way grace works. It's not that we're just sitting down, no. They just gave me the land. No. You will possess it. You get my point? You will work for it, not with your strength, but because grace entered into you. You will go to a difficult place, are you getting me? And you will bring forth a solution to solve a problem people thought was not could not be solved. There are even some things that God has placed in place for all of us. This is, you know, this is internet times. Let me just draw this for you. You don't need to go anywhere to be blessed. Somebody listening to me will be one of the first internet billionaires from Nigeria.
Amen.
You know, we don't have any yet. All Nigerian billionaires are people like Dangote, who are into construction, you know, factory building, oil business, people like Otedola, all those people that do. But people who do internet business, no. You say, why? People say, hey, what is it that they are looking for again? God has kept something. With everything they have done, there's something that God has kept. There is something that God has kept. Let me not start talking experience in business now. One young boy wrote a small game. The boy was from Malaysia or somewhere. And he was making $50,000 every day. Because people download the game from the app stores. And they have ads on it. You hear what I said? $50,000 every day. And they called it Flappy Bird. That's the name of the game. They said it was an annoyingly simple game. But annoyingly difficult. You look at it, it just looks like a normal 2D, not even 3D. Just look at it. They play it now. Call it Flappy Bird. That was I think it was last year that I think was in the news. There's one game I see around, I just see the game around, I didn't even know it was anything. I don't play games, I'm not good with games on devices. Call it Candy Crush. It was sold for $5.9 billion. A small game on the phone. I'm not saying you should go and do game. I'm just trying to tell you that. No, do game if you have to. One of the things people don't understand, what I'm teaching here is this. One of the things people don't understand, that they don't understand that God's still working miracles. And he does miracles at home. That's my message. They think he does miracles in church alone. They go to business, they are not expecting a word of wisdom. They think All the problems must be solved in the United States and in Europe. If they don't can't handle it, go to India and go to China. They don't know that where they are, God has kept a wisdom that from here they can rule their world and rule the world. Please turn to your neighbor, please. Tell the person, I beg. Please now. Expect a word of wisdom. That's what I'm saying. God will give you a wisdom. He will give you a wisdom. He will give you a wisdom.
Amen.
Your own wisdom.
Amen.
God will give you your own wisdom for salvation.
Amen.
When God wants to bring forth salvation, what he gives is wisdom. I want to do something I don't do often. Please put up your hands. One hand is okay. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That wisdom will come to you.
Amen.
It will turn your business around.
Amen.
It will make you a Joseph that will win the whole land.
Amen.
There is a land that God said, go in and go and possess. You will possess your land in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The wisdom to do it, you know now, you know what that wisdom is now. Receive it now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Receive it now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say after me, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive my wisdom.
And with that wisdom,
I bring down Goliath.
With that wisdom,
I take over Egypt. In the name of Jesus. Say,
wisdom is mine.
He has hidden wisdom for me. Now say,
in the name of Jesus.
My wisdom,
come to me.
I receive you.
Stay with me.
In Jesus' name. That is what you need to overcome. It's wisdom. What did I call it?
Wisdom.
It's a spiritual manifestation that does not belong to preachers alone. It's a word of wisdom. Somebody before you didn't know it. You are the one that will introduce it. And please have confidence. Oh God. This was not what I wanted to preach of. You know I said I should pause somewhere.
Yes.
Remember where I paused?
Yes.
Now remind me where I paused. Okay, all right, thank you. Yes, I think I was... Okay, now, that's what I wanted to explain something, okay? That grace, now back to it. Please, I hope you've gotten the point about wisdom.
Yes.
That is your main message for today.
Yes.
That is what God came to give you today. You are living here feeling like wisdom is knocking in my head. Are you getting my point?
Yes.
So next time you say trouble, say wisdom. They bring two harlots with two children. One is dead, one is alive. Don't panic. What did I say? Say it loud. Say, I will not panic.
I will not panic.
You get to work. Your boss gives you an idea that, they give you a target, something to do. Everybody panics. Just tell yourself, I won't panic. Yesterday, I received my wisdom. Or this morning, I was listening to a message, and from it, I received my wisdom. Because somebody will listen to this, all right? Maybe on the internet, on a device. You are forbidden from panicking. That's an instruction. You will not panic.
Amen.
I say you will not panic.
Amen.
Please, where people say, okay, raise 10,000. Yes, maybe 10,000 something. And before that, the best they ever done is 500. The normal human being reacts like this. How can he? Very wicked. How could he have said that? Who has ever done it? I had the best salesman they ever. Just relax. Don't say anything. Once you don't offend with your mouth, you are safe. When the man finishes talking, just say, I am able. I go to your office, sit down, relax, and say, wisdom is with me. I have the word of wisdom. Just be declaring it every day. Wisdom is with me. I have the word of wisdom. I have my word of wisdom. It's my own. Listen, you will sleep one night and dream a dream. And from that dream, you will know what to do. You wake up one morning to just be clear. You will come to work, you are smiling. Nobody knows why you are smiling. And one thing I like about divine wisdom like that, especially when you are working for somebody else, is that when you present it, the man's mouth will open. Yes. When Joseph presented his wisdom to Pharaoh, Pharaoh knew there was something. Pharaoh had faith in that wisdom immediately. He said, no, give this boy the job. Back to my matter of grace. That's how grace works, though. We overcome by grace. We overcome not by our own struggle. When we are going for the interview and we have a certificate that's not as impressive as that of the other people, we are not worried. Not because the other nine will just die. It will be only me. No, don't die. Why should they die? Everybody will be there. We will now sit down to talk. That's the issue. When we start talking, we start uttering the wisdom of God. When people hear it, they say, what? You said this man did not get a Harvard MBA? They say, no. He doesn't even have an MBA anything. Are you serious? How come he has this kind of wisdom? When they are giving you the job, it's not because they realize that you're a child of a king. They don't want to offend the king. Don't go and be harassing people with that. You know I'm a Christian. You give me the job. You know Christians, they can be very annoying. They come and intimidate you. They see you in their church. Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, sir. You were the chairman of the interview that was there yesterday only. That is corruption. What did I call it?
Corruption.
It's corruption. That's why I teach medical students, all right? I teach medical students. You don't see them here. I teach fourth year. I banned one person. They said, please, I heard you do it on radio. I heard you preach somewhere. Where is the place? I described it. I said, but you know you are not welcome there. Look at me. I said, no, you haven't passed pathology. When you pass, I mean, many of you know Diogo and George. When they finished pastoral, I came and said, good afternoon, sir. Can we start coming for Bible study? I said, oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Now you're welcome. I don't want anybody to come and do eye service. Because even if you're my wife, if you fail, I fail you. The only advantage that you will know ahead of everybody else that you have failed. I will tell you at home, oh, girl, see, oh, this is your mark. So don't bother coming out today. Be crying at home while I go to work. The Lord is good. I know that. In case you do, that's why my students know you are banned. But when you have passed, we cannot be friends in the ministry. Praise God. You can sit down there. Hey, hallelujah. He said, but I want to hear you. Go book the CD behind my back. Go and listen to it in the hostel. Why am I saying all of these things? It is not somebody who looks at you and says, yeah, the child of a king. That's why they're giving you a job, giving you the contract. God, now I'm praying now. God will give you the spirit of excellence.
Amen.
It will show in all that you do.
Amen.
If you lay block, the laying of it will be so excellent, they will call men to come and look.
Amen.
If it's clothes you make, people will look and say, what gave you this skill? If it's children you teach, the kind of insight that they will have, that spirit of excellence is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That spirit of excellence will distinguish you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Listen, you are the light that will shine from this nation.
Amen.
Your name will become a global brand.
Amen.
For the sake of excellence, by reason of the excellence that will be upon it. That's what the name is. Your name, listen to this, will be good in Jesus' name.
Amen.
People will see it, and you will be the reason why people will know that, if it is from this country, it must be good. That is your testimony in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's how God helps us to overcome the land. That is what he does. This is how we overcome the land. This is how we take the land. That is what grace does. Grace makes you excellent. I hope you are getting my point. Grace makes you what?
Excellent.
Grace gives you skill. When David was going to face Goliath, he knew he would kill Goliath. He was not praying to kill Goliath. He prayed long before Goliath came up. The day of Goliath's encounter, the man looked at Goliath as he was approaching. Instantly, he knew what to do. That's why he confidently dropped the spear. The boy did not have a suicidal tendency. He was not ready to die for Israel. He was willing to live for God. I hope you're getting my point.
Yes,
I'm not saying the guy didn't love God enough to die for God, but that was not the plan for that day. Another day will die for you. Today we have to live for you. When he went to face Goliath, it was not because if I die, that was for Esther. It was Esther that was doing, if I perish, let me perish. There's a time to be an Esther. Amen?
Amen.
But there are times to be David. And David does not talk, if I perish, I perish. David knew only one thing. The enemy will perish. That was the one David understood. My message is the method of perishing them. Is that English good? David knew what to use to make the enemies perish. He knew how to destroy them. That as soon as he approached, he said, "This Goliath, I know how he's going down." He was not there to come and see God of miracle do something strange. Instantly, the God of miracle had done it in his heart. Once he picked up that stone, those stones, when he picked up his sling, he knew what he was going to do. Those men could sling a stone, you would think it's a bullet that's flying past. Your own wisdom will also be clear to you.
Amen.
That is what grace does for you. That's what I'm emphasizing. But because of time, what I really wanted to do today, I didn't get to it. Because where I was building up to, maybe I'll continue next time. What I was building up to is how grace comes. Grace comes by faith. It has to be by faith. Romans chapter 4 was what we're going to read next. But we didn't get there. That it might be in accordance with grace. The major thing, let me just say, then I close with it. Maybe I'll build on it next time. The major thing about grace, the flow of grace, is whether we are activating it by faith or we are not activating it. What is faith? Let me end with it. I want to use different words to explain faith now. Faith is a heart attitude, is a way of reasoning, is accepting what the Lord says as final. That's what faith is. Faith is when I base all my judgments on the word of God. That's what faith is. Faith is, I want to add one to it. Faith is when the son of oil, when a prophetic word comes forth, and I say amen to it, even if it doesn't make sense to me. That's what faith is. For example, I've seen it before. I hope you are not, if you are not one of them in Jesus' name, don't do the kind of thing I want to say. If you need talking, somebody say, in this country, things don't work. You say, how can you develop a game when power is not even constant? That is what they call unbelief. What did I call it?
Unbelief.
That is what stops the flow of grace. Doubt or unbelief is when we have excuses for why grace should not flow. Doubt, unbelief is when I have a good explanation for why I can't take the land. If only my father had sent me to that school. Look at my friend that went. That time my father was in, there was no money. Meanwhile, he was building his house. Now my friend that went to do his MBA in Harvard, look at the job he got. In 1 year, he built a bigger house for his father. My father was very foolish. And the young man who wants to make progress is talking like this. That is what they call the end of grace. Let us share the grace and that is that one. We share it. Pieces is grace. That's the issue. He's having every explanation for why I won't make progress. And this is another thing. You know somebody who's not respecting grace. Hey, those are big people now. Those are big people. One of my friends does that thing. It's very annoying. If I hear somebody say, you know you're a big man now. My wife is looking at me. It's not my friend. And I wonder, I say, stop saying that. It's very annoying. Because once you say you're a big man, you mean you are a small man. That's what you're saying. You see somebody say, you know it's a big man thing. So I say, oh boy, take your time seriously. I say, take your time seriously. You get me angry with this big man thing you always say. Because when you say it, what you are doing there, you are saying, you know I'm a small man now. As a child of God, never look at anybody as if you know he has an advantage. Once you say that, you don't get the point. You are telling yourself, I don't have that advantage. I am disadvantaged. That way, you are closing the flow of grace. Those are the people. Who, what are we? We are nobodies. That's what you are saying. Grace is activated by what? By faith. What I came to do today was to get all of us, I wanted to take us through like 20 scriptures to activate grace. But time has gone, maybe we'll do it next time. Let's rise to our feet. Let us close. Let's just declare simple things, because that's what activates grace. Now we're going to just start with, we don't have much time, all right? We'll just take a few confessions. That's actually what I wanted to do most of today. I just wanted to introduce why. But then the issue of word of wisdom now came up. And we have all received our wisdom in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Wisdom to carry you far is your portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wisdom to overcome your land is your portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wisdom to take your own Egypt like Joseph did in Egypt is already your portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you see your Goliath, listen to me, what to do to bring him down will be clear to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Listen, if you think you are walking by faith, you are not ready yet. I don't know what I get what I'm saying. Anybody say that, hey, I'm doing this thing by faith, you are not ready to do it. The man who is doing it, he knows I am doing it. You know, you are the one that thinks he's walking by faith. He is sure. He's clear. I don't know whether you are getting my point. It has gone beyond just his faith. I know what I am doing. The Bible says Jesus knew what he would do. He had only 5 loaves and 2 fish, but he knew what he would do. It was faith, we know, but he wasn't feeling the way some people feel. I'm going to do it by faith. He just knew what he would do. That faith has become clear. Such will be your clarity in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When you go to bid for a big contract, you want to bless people with your ability. The Holy Spirit will tell you the exact figures to write. And you will know it. And it's not as if you are not a glutton for punishment. You are not trying to make a loss. He gives you wisdom on where to cut down your costs so that you'll be very efficient. Men will see it and say, how did you manage to do it? Then you'll be able to say, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gave me understanding. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is grace. It is activated by faith. Now let's activate it. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I have received grace,
by my faith in Christ
Jesus.
I can receive the grace of God.
I can hold that glory
because His Spirit dwells inside me.
Say this, I am not beneath.
I am not disadvantaged.
Education is not my qualification. Say, my education
is not my qualification.
My qualification
is the grace of Christ.
Now listen to this. The people out there, like I said, they may not know that. But you know it. How will they know it? Listen to this. Your wisdom will manifest.
Amen.
That's how they will know it. Now say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of
my wisdom,
it will manifest.
When Pharaoh heard the wisdom of Joseph, you know, he understood what was going on. He knew it was superior. When they called Daniel to come and do his work, they said, we heard that there is a spirit in you. We heard that your wisdom is like that of the gods. We heard that you have a spirit of understanding. Are you getting my point? Now declare, say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
my wisdom will come forth,
my wisdom will come forth,
and the Pharaoh will understand. Say,
in the name of Jesus,
my wisdom will come forth, and Belshazzar will understand. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ,
my wisdom
will produce
to bless people
on this earth,
and they will see it,
and they will understand. Listen, it's not as if you say things people don't understand, and they say, what is he talking about? No, when you produce it, their eyes will open. Their mouths will drop. There is a new kind of key you will sing in a song. The world will know they haven't heard it before. God will give you the tone of angels.
Amen.
You are singing songs, you are playing instruments. There's a combination of keys men have never played before. God will send you an angel to play a guitar in your hearing. You will play a tune. The best musicians will pause to say, who played that? That is what God does for us believers. We're not those people who feel sorry for us, say, he's a child of God, give him favor. That's what people think grace is. That's why I was talking about grace, the way I was talking about it. People make it look as if, I just entered the place, you all pitied me, unmerited favor. Grace is not pity. Do you get my point? Grace is not pity, grace is power. The man, the woman walking by grace comes and opens the mouth, and the other people say, what? What was that? Who gave this young woman this level of insight? That's what grace is. Grace is not, they just saw that my father has been suffering, so they just gave me the job. Praise the Lord, by grace, I did not deserve it. Nonsense. When God does that for you, go, you know what he tells you? I want to tell you now. See that you tell no man. There are miracles God will do. Say, I didn't know anything. I just went for that exam. Do you know I passed? Don't share that testimony. It's a disgrace. How can you, a child of God, not know anything? A whole child of God. That exam I was telling you about, you know what God did? I made one terrible blunder. I told you it was crucial to God that I passed that exam. But I made a terrible blunder based on unbelief. It was based on unbelief. My blunder was based on unbelief. It's a postgraduate exam. We had and the way they did it, that was one area you had to pass or nothing. You failed that area, you failed everything. And God knew that I was going to blunder. That's why he helped me ahead of time. My blunder was a blunder of unbelief. It wasn't a blunder of intelligence. Honestly, I almost failed. I'm going somewhere. When God wanted to deliver me, the professor, my prof, that marks the essays, he testified that my essay was too beautiful. He said, man, this boy writes a beautiful essay. It was because the essay so impressed him. Now, why did I tell the story? When Grace wanted to walk, it wasn't just Peleo. It was God said, let me show excellence to overcome his unbelief. When the man read the essay I wrote because of a dream, he said, this guy is too good. That is what grace does. Grace makes you good. Grace makes you diligent. Grace makes you wise. Grace makes you excellent. Grace makes you 10 times better. I declare to you, you are 10 times better in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say it, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have the Spirit of Christ.
I have the Spirit of Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That Spirit is the Spirit of excellence.
That Spirit is the Spirit of excellence.
That Spirit has within it,
that Spirit has within it,
the Spirit of Daniel.
The Spirit of Daniel.
That Spirit has within it,
that Spirit has within
the Spirit of Joseph.
The Spirit of Joseph.
I have wisdom. My word of wisdom. I solve that problem. And I am rewarded for it. To the glory of his most holy name. Said,
my sufficiency is of God.
He has made me sufficient.
As a minister of the new covenant.
That's what you are. A minister of the new covenant. I hope you are blessed today. Let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death. And we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.